he was in True Grit, for God's sake. They
He
completely forgot he
was.
was in True Grit. And that list of 90s films that he was in, Scarlet Letter, Phenomenon, Sling Blade, The Gingerbread Man, there's so many films that you just forget he was in. Absolute legend. But Godfather 1 and 2 on your list, Kaz,
All right, all right, all
that's
right. So
what I'm going to
you only
pick.
managed to pick seven films there. Godfather 1 and
7%.
2, True Grit. Yeah, exactly. Go on, Si, tell me, what are your favorite seven Robert Duvall films? Hello and welcome to the Screen Time Podcast for February 2026. Tonight, I'm joined by Simon Crust
Yes, you are.
and Mark Costello.
No, you're not.
Tonight, we're going to look at our best movies, TV, and 4K of 26 so far, plus our favorite Robert Duvall films. And in further shock death news, Tom Noonan gems. Right, before we take a look at what we've loved so far this year, let's take a look at the staggeringly tremendous career of the late, great Robert Duvall, the 95-year-old legend who was a quiet powerhouse in most everything he popped up in. He was a scene stealer of a master actor. I don't think he didn't bring his A game to everything he was in, even if it was Days of Thunder. I'm going to run through a list here. You guys can pick your favorite shout outs, obviously at the end of the list rather than just interrupting halfway through, because
Are you
that'll
not going to read
destroy
all
my flow.
145 titles he's been in, are you?
I'm
All
going
of
to
them.
read
With a
15
brief synopsis.
titles.
15 out of
15 titles.
145. Okay, so we have narrowed it
15.
down to a little bit.
10%, you've got to pick your one out of those. So, To Kill a Mockingbird, THX
Ooh.
1138, The Outfit, which is, for those who don't know, it's Parker, Porter, whatever you want to call them, from Payback, from all of the other iterations we had of this character. This was actually Duvall's version. The Godfather Part 1 and 2, and tragically not The Godfather Part 3,
He
because
was
they were
sensible.
idiots. Network, which is seems to be a favorite for a lot of people. Shouty Shouty Colors,
Oh, yes.
opposite
Oh,
Sean
yes.
Penn. Falling Down with Michael Douglas.
Another
It's a
classic.
really nice juxtaposition to Michael Douglas's going absolutely unhinged, is Robert Duvall in the background
Was
feeling quietly
measured.
sorry for him. Deep Impact. He wasn't like the president. He was the head of the space crew in
He
Deep
was the
Impact,
pilot.
wasn't he?
He was
Is
the
that
shuttle pilot.
I for some reason, when I think of Deep Impact, I always think of him being the president. But as you can see from the picture, he was the most unlikely 150-year-old shuttle pilot, but he was great in it. Apocalypse Now,
Of course.
which reportedly 11 minutes of screen time out of like a 4-hour movie, and he still stole the show with Smelling Napalm. I mean, it's
Well, he
the
loves it.
line from the
It
movie,
is.
isn't it?
He does love it.
Yeah, he
Days of
does.
Thunder.
First of two cruise pairings, Days of Thunder and Jack Reacher. We Own the Night, a little bit more recently.
Oh, don't know that one.
And I threw in a couple of TV gems, Lonesome Dove, and more recently, Broken Trail. So what do you got? You guys want to pick stuff that's not on there, don't you, Mark? I can just tell. Is there a
Course,
horror movie he
yes,
was
I'm
in?
going to.
Just gonna pick
Well,
something that wasn't in that list, even though I gave you the list so you could
I
have
know,
pre-vet it, and you went, "Great list, Kaz. That's perfect." Little heart emoji, thumbs up emoji, go for it, Kaz. We're live on air. Nope, not gonna do this. He was in like Critters or something.
but just
Go on.
listen. Just listen. I did
I'm
some
listening.
research. It's like I prepped.
All right, great,
And
great. Yeah. And ruined
it
all of
was
mine. Yeah, love it.
no. I will pick one on the list. Don't worry.
No,
I'm
you
gonna pick
can't
one
pick
on the
two.
list.
You pick your one. Fine, you pick your one. Go on.
You want me to pick my one?
Yes.
Well, all right. Then in which case I'm going for Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh,
Ooh.
I knew someone would pick that Dan Cage movie. Yeah, okay. I
No.
nearly put it on there.
Well, the thing with that is you could pick any of his roles. It's the same role in Days of Thunder. It's the same role in Jack Reacher. If honest, it's the same role he played in his last film, The Pale Blue Eye. It is that grizzled veteran who is there to provide sane Yoda-like gravitas while all the
Yes.
world is going to shit around him.
Yep,
It's the
absolutely.
role he played for like most of his career, so you could pick
Yes.
any one of them. But honestly, it's he was in The Natural with Robert Redford. Completely forgot about that. He was Mr. Watson to Sherlock Holmes in The 7% Solution. I completely forgot that. He was in MASH.
He was in MASH.
There's so many roles. And I think that's probably the defining thing of Robert Duvall's career. He was that kind of guy. He had the peers. He was up there alongside your Al Pacinos, alongside your Gene Hackmans. He never had that leading man kind of. He had the leading man roles, but it's like he almost didn't want them. He was almost like, I'm just going to sit back here, and while you're doing your stuff over there, I'm just going to steal the show from right out from underneath you, just in the ground here. So here you go. That's kind of what he did for 145 films. And it's only when you start looking at his filmography do you realize how many films he was in, how many good
Good
films he was in, how
films.
many great films he was in, how many classic films he was in. And it's probably doing him a massive service to say, as we've all done, oh, I forgot he was in that. Oh, I forgot he was in that. Oh, I forgot. He would probably say that's how I would want it, because I am there to support the film, not be the flashy centerpiece of it all. So yeah, I mean, out of all of the ones that you've said, you can't look past Tom Hagen in the two Godfather films,
No.
because he was, without him, you'd argue that both films wouldn't happen, because he drove everything. He was the narrative center. He was the cool, calm head that understood the world, understood the rules, understood how to play those game of, mobster thrones, if you like. He drove both films, and none of them would work without someone of his. And he was only young. He was fairly young at that point, but he had that. He still had that old man gravitas where, Sonny, who's losing his shit at anyone, will sit and he will listen to Tom Hagen. So will Marlon Brando. So will Al Pacino. And you needed someone of Robert Duvall's ilk to carry that off. So, yes, I will go. I mean, I got a huge. He was in True Grit, for God's sake. Did completely forgot he was in True Grit. And that list of 90s films that he was in: Scarlet Letter, Phenomenon, Sling Blade, The Gingerbread Man. There's so many films that you just forget he was in. Absolute legend. But Godfather 1 and 2 on your list, Kaz.
All right, all right, all
That's
right. So
what I'm gonna
you only
do.
managed to pick seven films there. Yeah, Godfather one and
7%.
two, True Grit. Yeah, exactly. Go on, Si, tell me what are your favorite seven Robert Duvall films?
So I'm not going to go, so I'm just going to pick a couple out. I mean, Mark's pr practically named them all, though, and he hit the nail exactly on the head there. Well, he's not the center of attention, the leading man running it, but he's in the background, and he kind of draws the eye with everything he does and everything he says. He's that kind of character that just builds the whole thing up, makes it better just by being there, and that's what's so cool about him.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, Apocalypse Now, brilliant. Jack Reacher, yeah, it's cool. I'm probably going to go with Falling Down though, because had a really nice character arc in that. Started off as the guy just protecting his wife, wanted to stay at home, and then he just said, "No, I know what's going on here. I can fix this. I can sort it out," and he does it. Just awesome, absolutely awesome. Am I the bad guy? I'm afraid so. You know, it's brilliant.
It's a
It's
great arc.
absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, he is great. I do like when he is low key the star, though, because I do love him when he's great support. I actually think he's phenomenal opposite Tom Cruise. He somehow knows to handle that massive mega ego, and he can deal with it. And Cruise in Days of Thunder was just pure ego. He's like off the back of Top Gun, and Duvall was just taking none of it. It was really good. And just little touches like, you know, they have a sprinting race in it. Duval, I don't know how old he was at the time. I mean, working backwards, it must be 33 years ago. So he must be in his 60s. He's having a sprinting race with Tom Cruise in a movie. with Tom Cruise, who is the star sprinter. Okay. Little touches like that. He's talking to a machine. He's talking to the race car. He's upset with it because the car he's designed is leaking oil. And he's having a conversation with this car. It's just him and a car. Only DeVal can make stuff like that work. And he was great
Exactly.
value for money in Jack Reacher as well for similar reasons. He it
Yeah.
was like he'd just come back in as a favor to Cruise, nothing to do with the material. I'm going to shout out of supporting roles. We Own the Night. He was the chief, who was also the dad to the two characters, Wahlberg and Joaquin Phoenix, I think, as the stars. One of them was like a dedicated cop, and the other one was a bit wayward, and he had to navigate all of that amongst loads of corruption. But I vividly remember a nighttime police chase with him in it, where they were ambushed, and it was just such a fabulously shot and very somber moment, and he was just tremendous in it. I would say though, and it's the one we really all are avoiding, which is the movie for him. Kevin Costner pulling Open Range out the bag, this Western movie where everyone assumes that Costner is the star. I would argue that Robert Duvall was the star of that movie, and Costner knew it. He was happy to be this great gunfighter along for the ride. But that was a Robert Duvall movie, right through to the end closure for Robert Duvall. It was him getting to try chocolate. It was him with all the best lines. And I loved Costner for letting it be a Robert Duvall movie, even though people would have bought it going, hey, this is a Kevin Costner movie. It's really his. He was absolutely scene stealing, and he took no shit from anybody in that as well.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that just goes to show, and it was the same with Cruise, it's the same with everyone. When you get Robert Duvall in your film, you just literally thank the Lord every single day that you are lucky enough to have Robert Duvall in your film, and you just let him be there. That's it. And he was one of those. He was just one of those. He was an actor's actor, I think. And there's very few of those. I mean, one of the things that has anyone seen the film he won his Oscar for?
What did he win his Oscar for? What are we talking about?
So I think. And hopefully Stuart will tell me if I'm miles about it. It was something called Tender Mercies back in the early 80s. I've never heard of that film. I've never seen it, but it sticks in the mind because Robert Duvall won an Oscar for it, I believe. I hope so now, otherwise I'm gonna look like a right twat. But again, it's one of those where film where he won, he was the best actor that year. No one's ever heard of, yet. Everything that we remember, he is literally the quiet guy who is just smirking his ass off in the back, going, I could whip all of these young bucks, but I'll let them play, I'll let them do the thing, wait till the camera's on me. I know that's who he was, and that's what
He
was so
won the
great about it.
best actor for that as a country singer. Wow.
Exactly, must be something in the air, because didn't Sissy Spacek win an Oscar for being a country singer as well around that time? Was that the Coal Miner's
Yeah.
Daughter?
Can't
Honestly.
mess with country.
Oh, you can't really. Anyway, yeah. Robert Duvall, bloody
Yeah.
legend.
Got a lot of
Bloody
time for Robert
legend,
Duvall, but
absolutely.
95 is a good innings. I mean, we got a lot of films to catch up on with this guy.
Yeah. So
That's a
many
nice run.
bangers. So
Now,
many bangers.
turning to other recent death, I know it's not as high profile. Tom Noonan, I mean, first thing cited was need of a refresher course, and Tom Noonan, understandably, he died 20 years younger than Duvall. Hasn't got a litany of classics to his name, but I would say that in the films he's been in, he's been very distinctive. I think he's also looked around 60 for about 30 years.
Yeah.
You know,
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
I can't think of any movie he's done where he didn't look exactly the same and act exactly the same, but it was all very unique. Few people quite that ethereal. Most distinctive was Manhunter. He's the main bad guy in Manhunter. Very
Yeah.
dominating role. And
Terrifying. Terrifying.
he was very, very good. A lot of presence in that. He was also the bad guy in RoboCop 2.
He was brilliant.
Seemed to have a little bit of fun with that, yeah. And he was the bad guy in Last Action Hero.
Lovely.
And he had a bit part in Heat, which I remember because Robert De Niro goes to see him to set up his latest job. And Tom Noonan is the person who can get the information on the bank. And Robert De Niro is like talking to him, how did he get this information? And Tom Noonan's like, yeah, it's just up there in the waves, and you just have to know how to pull it out of the air. And Robert De Niro gives this real look like, Jesus Christ, what planet are you on? But it's a fabulously acted little piece. Yeah, I like him in a lot of things. Recently, I guess since those, he did some TV. He was in Damages, he was in Hell on Wheels, he was in 12 Monkeys. I would say I remember him in Hell on Wheels and Damages. I don't remember him in 12 Monkeys, but maybe I didn't get that far. But yeah, he doesn't have Duvall's list behind him, but I will always hold Manhunter very highly, and he was a huge part of that.
Yeah, and just to flip it around, because obviously we've named a number of bad guy roles. He was, of course, Frankenstein's monster in the Monster Squad when he was the good guy.
He did Good Guys.
So, yeah, he
That's
didn't do many of them. Well, he was under makeup, so
yeah,
that's the only
seems
way
an
he
odd
could be
pick for a
a
good
good
guy.
guy. But no, absolutely fantastic, and he was just sort of entering that role where he was starting to be fated by the next generation. So I know that Ty West used him to brilliant effect in House of the Devil, just in a small cameo, but really effectively. And I have a feeling that was kind of where he was kind of headed, the kind of veteran that Duvall's been for the last 30 odd years. That's
Yeah,
kind of
doing
where he
those
was
little bits.
going. But
Actually, I think he was a good guy in Damages because they were all narcissistic sociopaths, and he was a cop investigating them. So I'm pretty sure he was a good guy
There
in
you
that.
go.
He
There
got
you
to
go.
flip his Manhunter on the spin, but
Well,
yeah, very
I
good.
mean, you say he doesn't have the numbers. But let's be honest, the bad guy in Manhunter, the bad guy in RoboCop 2, and the bad guy in Last Action Hero. Yeah, that's my
Can't eat
childhood
much
role,
else
right?
there.
He was my bad guy. That was it.
Yeah, he's got some memorable roles there. Right,
Will be
let's turn
missed.
from this morbidity to look at some of our choice picks. This isn't just what's been out and what we've covered, but also Slyly Sy is trying to get in what he's discovered this year into the list. I
Well,
think
that's like
because
he's the
I
trophy
get it.
pick.
I get it. We're going to start with TV, and the TV list is basically five shows I've watched that even if I gave them 10 out of 10, in fact, if I did give them 10 out of 10, Mark would definitely not watch them. He doesn't even like finishing shows that he gave 10 out of 10. So he definitely wouldn't watch anything that I recommended highly. So I can see why Sai went, yeah, I haven't seen any of these, so I want my own.
I've seen one of them.
You've seen one of these shows?
That's right.
Go
That's
seems
right,
super
Harlow.
from beginning to end, I don't
Oh no,
believe
you
it.
have. From beginning to end.
Kind of you, but it hasn't finished airing.
No.
It
No,
hasn't.
I've watched Steel.
Oh, I thought you meant Shrinking, which you've just discovered.
Oh, no, I've just discovered Shrinking, so I'm partway through
So
season
look,
one, and
this
it
is
is
a
amazing.
perfect example. I'm going to explain this to Sai because I can't talk to you directly, Mark. Shrinking is on its third season.
It
I've
is.
been shouting and screaming about how great it is and
And
how
it
Harrison Ford hasn't done better work in his entire career. And the other day, Mark sends me a message and goes, "I just started Shrinking. It's really good. Harrison Ford's great in it." And I'm like, "What? How do we expect what just yeah
It's really
anyway
simple. When it comes to TV, you just have to let me discover it at my own
yeah
pace.
but the stuff you
That's it.
discover that's good
That's
you
it.
give up on. I finished Shogun before you, and I finished it last week.
And
It's been you reviewed it 2 years ago.
Well, I'll get there eventually.
Right, Steel. Did you say you watched Steel?
I did watch Steel.
Start to finish?
Yep, start to finish.
Enjoyed it?
Started off strong, very weak in the middle, picked up in the last episode, so not too shabby.
Okay, I'll take that as a semi-win because you actually watched it all. So it's probably like a 10 out of 10 right there. I had a lot of time
Exactly.
with Steel. I don't think I thought it was as good as the one that I shouted out in there for, which was, God, that, damn it, that Disney one that was great. But it was good fun. And it was not what I expected from a Game of Thrones cast member. Which normally tanks it immediately for me. Undersalt Marsh is okay. Nobody started it. Nobody's finished it either because it hasn't finished.
Not
But
even heard of
I
it.
thought it was better than it should be, considering it stars
I'll
Beth
tell you how
Aronne at
great it'll sign in about
Yellowstone.
4 years' time.
No, you won't. Shrinking
No, I won't.
season three. Shrinking season three. Let me spoil this for you, Mark.
No.
No, I'm
I've
not
not
spoiling
started season
anything.
three yet. I'm watching.
Michael J. Fox.
Oh,
I
yes, I
saw the
have seen
trailer.
he's in
I
that.
saw
Yeah,
the
yeah.
trailer.
Yeah,
I
I saw the
Michael
trailer.
J. Fox. I'm telling you, it's freaking heartbreaking.
Oh.
What a tremendous show. What a tremendous show. Couldn't get better than sticking Michael J. Fox in it. Honestly, really, it's become so much more than a Jason Segel production. Or maybe that's
Good.
exactly what it is.
You
It's
mean
a
a
Jason
Harrison Ford
Segel.
production?
Yeah, no, a Jason Segel production starring Harrison Ford is what it's become.
Better. Yes.
Tremendous. Cross season two, I'm not going to talk too much about it. I've got to finish it. I wasn't enamored by where they went with Cross, but when have they ever really got it right since Morgan Freeman? And
No.
even he botched the sequel, prequel, whatever.
I watched Cross season one. I
Yeah,
did.
well, you watch the whole of it.
I watched all of it, season
Oh,
one.
well, you
Yes.
know what? It wasn't until I reviewed the premiere of this that someone mentioned the last episode of season one. I blanked out how bad it was. It's like I
Yeah.
really enjoyed season one in bits and parts, and I liked the main villain, and I liked that they were quite brutal in showing what he got up to, considering they had no book to rely on. But then they bolted on an extra ending, and that is Patterson's notorious for that in his novels. They all have a bolt-on ending where there's a twist. So I get why they did it for the TV show, which is not, none of them are based on the books. But yeah, I didn't like the bolt-on ending in the shack with the no, just no. Anyway, season two has got off to a good start because it went magnum force, is how I described it in the review. Yeah, so this time out, there's a bunch of vigilantes going around killing child abusers, sex traffickers. And it's a team of people who have clearly got a very personal grudge against these types of individuals. And they're hunting them down. And they're rich, yacht-owning billionaires who are untouchable by the law, who literally have people locked in their basement. And these guys are going and killing them. So it's an interesting angle because, like Magnum Force, where do you draw the line in things like this? Where do you approve of that kind of vigilante action? Whether or not it'll take that route, I've no idea. It could end up in a barn with a twist ending, but I'm tacitly intrigued by the route they're going down in this. Night Agent season three embargoed to like midnight, but this podcast is going to go out well after that embargo lifts. I'm going to say it's the best season. And loads of people would have given up on this. This is Netflix's 24. This is like The Diplomat is Netflix's West Wing. This is Netflix's 24. And understandably, people call it like 24 Light, like they'd say West Wing Light. But I would say they do well in this in the third season because they get rid of Rose. She's not a part of the story at all.
Rose,
Yeah. And I don't mean they kill
Rose.
her. The girl who's been in the
I don't know
first
who
two
Rose is. I'm yeah.
seasons, who's been she partnered up with him in the first season. In the second season, in order to bring her back, it was really contrived. Imagine in 24,
Kaz, I
the
don't
daughter in
care.
24 getting caught by the cougar is that level of contrived. Remember?
No.
Season two of 24. Come on.
Oh my God, season two of 24.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
Jack Bauer's Daughter
I
gets
remember
torn
24
apart
is
by a cougar.
for bloody
It's
sound
literally
geeks. That's all
jumped
I
the
remember.
cougar.
I don't know why you don't remember that.
The
Beep. That's it. That's all I
You still
remember.
got it as your ringtone. Anyway, I had
I
a lot of fun
wish.
with Night Agent Season 3, and you'll never even start it, Mark.
Another
Si's going
one
to
to the not
recommend
watch
something.
list.
Si's going to start some, going to talk about something which I'm already trying to sell the kids on. And I'm hoping he doesn't tell me it's not suitable for it because I heard it's violent, but it is a 12. So tell me, Si, tell me about Moving.
Moving. Okay, so now Moving is a Korean show that is on Disney
Disney.
Plus. It's on Disney Plus. The one line synopsis is, oh, I've seen this before. I'm not interested in this. The one line synopsis is a children with superpowers are followed to try and be captured by a nefarious government agency.
Yeah,
Okay,
sold.
that
I'm going
is
to start watching it immediately.
that's the basic
It's
plot line,
Korean heroes.
right? Kind of. Well, no, it's not.
It's
No, it's
Korean
not.
heroes.
No, it's
Save
not,
the
right?
cheerleader,
Okay.
save the world.
So yeah, you think that's what you think, right? But I'll tell you what, it's a one, these Korean shows are just amazing. They are so they draw you in. The first five episodes are introducing our three main children. They're not children, of course. They're, I don't know, 20-year-olds or whatever. But they are, they're children. They've got their various superpowers. They're being threatened by the government agency, and it's their parents trying to protect them. It then bounces back in time to when they were not even born, and shows you their parents and how the parents got together before the children come, and then it bounces back to the new time to show exactly where it's going. And it takes 20 episodes to tell a story, and
Blimey.
my God, it's fantastic. Like all these things, you just get invested with these characters, and you watch them and you feel them, and you think, oh my God, don't do that, don't do that, please don't let them do that, please, please don't let them do that, and they bloody do it. It's awful and it's amazing, and I love it.
I'm not
You
watching it now.
love
It sounds
Korean.
sad.
I do love a bit of
You
Korean
love
music.
Korean shows because they all, this is how you describe all of them. You really get sucked into them.
You
That
really
or
no, but you
Sai
know.
I.
only watches TV shows about superheroic school children. That's it. It's all he ever watches.
No, he only ever recommends Korean shows, which is exactly what my kids would say, but can they watch it?
They watch it? I would say, I mean, there are it's mostly okay. There are a couple of violent scenes which kind of, like a lot of this stuff, kind of come out of nowhere. You're thinking, oh, that's not going to be so bad, and then suddenly they're hitting somebody with a hammer, and you're seeing all the so this
Those crazy Koreans.
Just
I'm
you're thinking
definitely gonna.
it's not going to be bad. It's not going to be bad. It's a great fun show. It's funny. It's it's charming. It's got a lot going for it. It's a bit
Yes,
treacherous. It's a bit dangerous. Oh my God, what are they doing?
I can just hear the conversation now with the wife. It's like, why did you show our 9-year-old boy the Korean show with the guy getting hit in the head with a hammer?
Think you'd be wishing
I'll
you'd
be
been a
like,
predator now.
Sai told me. It's just like,
But it's
what?
so good, and of course no one's ever heard of it. So I kind
Well,
of fell into this out of nowhere, really.
which is appropriate timing because the second season is coming, isn't it? So this is a year back or so that they
Yeah, it was
released
no, a
this, and
couple of
it
years. I think it was
just
23. I think it was actually is when
and they've
it was originally
just
come.
bringing a second season out.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, review up on the site, Si. That starts getting in front of people's faces, doesn't it? Get a review up.
Maybe. I'll just briefly mention one other that I've only just finished, a show called Study Group, another Korean show. It's a bit difficult to find. It's not on any of the major
Yeah,
streaming
no one at
services.
home can watch this, by the way.
Yeah, you got to dive into the web to find this one. It is available legally. I'm not suggesting you find it illegally. You can find it legally. But it's not quite so simple to find, and it's again, this is another fantastic. It's only 10 episodes long, about a guy who's he's unable to learn very well, but he's a really, really good fighter, and he forms this study group of people to learn him, educate himself in this in the thug school, and it's about how they transform the school from being this violent place into a seat of learning. It's just a joy to watch.
So basically,
Which
what I'm learning
you
is
won't be able
Sai
to.
watches Korean TV shows that feature schools and violence, Should we be worried? Are the authorities going to be coming for you, Sai?
Only the
Maybe.
Korean authorities. Right, 4K discs. Okay, I'll tell you the 10 that I've listed down. Pick one each. All the President's Men. I mean, you're going to pick that, Mark.
I'm
Peking
not.
Opera Blues.
I'm going to pick that one.
Double Impact. I mean, Double Impact. Come on. Westworld. Save the Green Planet! Exclamation mark.
Absolutely.
Prince of the Badlands. Shadow's Edge. The Straight Story. Under Siege. And Tank Girl. That's all the 4Ks. Well, that's the highlight of the 4Ks we've reviewed so far this year. These are all ones we'd probably all recommend. President's Men, I mean, it seems topical at the moment, given
Yes, it does.
the state of things. And
Getting a little political there, Kaz. Are you a little
yeah,
political?
I got close and then I skirted straight past it.
Ooh.
Yeah, well,
Ooh.
what's over here? Let's talk about Peking instead. Peking Opera Blues
Peking Opera
is.
Blues. Yeah, well, that was one, Kaz, that you sent me, and you were like, "Oh, do you know what? You don't have to review if you don't
I
want." And I'm
did,
like,
I did. And you
"I've
loved it.
never even heard of this. Never even heard of it. Put it on. Fell in love with it. Absolutely amazing. It's sweet. Is it Sui? Shui? Hark?
Sweet.
I don't know how you pronounce it. Shui Hark. Before he went on to do all his Once Upon a Time in China stuff, and it is just an absolute riot of political intrigue, action comedy, you name it, powered by these three fantastic female performances at the heart of it. Quentin Tarantino apparently has proclaimed it in the past one of the greatest films ever made. It's not quite, but do you know what? It is an absolute riot. If you love your action comedies, you'll be hard pushed to find one as good as that. And it's on a great, great disc from Arrow. A great transfer,
Nice.
some interesting extras. Couldn't recommend that enough.
I mean, I wouldn't have never have expected that. You nearly didn't cover it. That's how
I
much I
know.
was never expecting it. And
I know.
likewise, I would say after Begonia, I don't think I expected this kind of response to Save the Green Planet, Si.
Yes, yeah, that's yeah. So Begonia, which I also looked at this month, was it was okay. I quite enjoyed it. Perhaps enjoyed isn't quite the right word. I put up with
Hated,
it.
sir.
No, I didn't hate it. It had a lot going for it. You know, there's the it's stylistic. It's it, it look. So okay, let's put it this way. Now, having now seen Begonia and the
Save the
original
Green
film, Save the
Planet.
Green Planet. Okay, put it this way: they are essentially the same film. They're based on the same premise. Begonia is like sterile. It's like a CD to Save the Green Planet's analog vinyl.
Oh,
Right?
nice analogy.
That's what it's like to me. Save the Green
Nice.
Planet has got everything going for it. It's just glorious, absolute insanity, glorious insanity. Korean, of course.
I you
Yes.
should have opened with that and we'd have known where this was heading.
Hang on. Sorry, is there a school in it? And I'm assuming there's violence too.
It's got a
Ooh.
lot of violence in it.
Oh my God.
But
Yes.
no, it's a one. It's a really, really good film. Yeah, it's and eminently watchable because I mean, even though they follow narratively exactly the same path, you care about these guys. Whereas in Begonia, you don't really care about what's going on with them. You know, they're just going through the motions, as it
Yeah,
were.
I can
It's
see. I can
fantastically
see
acted
that.
as it
Yeah.
is. Yeah,
Yeah,
you
I
don't
can see that.
really,
Totally
you
agree.
know. And then at the ending, which is, you know, part of it, you kind of feel. Sort of alienates the audience when you're watching it in Begonia, whereas in Save the Green Planet, it's kind of natural. That's where it's going to go, and you think, oh, this is, yeah, absolutely perfect. I need to watch that again to see how it got there. It's
Nice,
really, really nice, and I found a
nice.
fantastic disc as well. You know, a
I
beautiful transfer, sound, extras. You know, they've lavished on what
would
most people
not,
never have heard of. You know.
yeah, I would not have expected this. Well, it was good timing to be honest, because Begonia was just hitting home format. So it's good timing on it. I just wouldn't have expected this response. And you know, that's part of the charm of discovering these gems, like Peking Opera, Save the Green Planet. It's part of the charm of that. And I found that with the Jackie Chan film, because I've seen a lot of bad Jackie Chan films recently. So to come across one which is brutal and good and worthy of Jackie Chan, I mean, that was Shadow's Edge for me. But you know what? I'm not going to talk Westworld, which is the progenitor for like Jurassic Park and absolutely tremendous Arrow Disc. I'm not even going to talk Double Impact, which is
Oh, that must hurt you.
glorious in 4K. And I want to talk about it. I want to talk about how great it is that Van Damme is so limitlessly charming playing two different versions of himself, and how he researched into it by comparing himself to Jeremy Irons playing two different roles for Cronenberg, and how they based it on Dumas plays, and all of the thought they put into what is essentially Van Damme in one scene with slick back hair, a leather jacket, slightly unshaven, and a toothpick in his mouth, and he's a bit moody. And Van Damme next to him has got like more boofy hair and has got sort of pastel pink colors and very flamboyant, no toothpick, and completely clean shaven. That's his version of like method acting two completely different roles. And he was like, it's going to take a lot of effort to go in and play these two characters. I mean, it really isn't. It
So, Kaz, that's
really
you not talking about it, just to be clear.
is. That's me not talking
That's
about it.
you
Yeah,
not talking
because
about
what I
it.
really want to talk about is how you were right, Mark. So it
Okay.
was
Was
worth
that?
the wait.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I finished Predator Badlands in 4K today. It's my
Right.
first watch of Predator Badlands. It comes to 4K. It's a stonking reference disc
Oh, lovely.
with Atmos that proper shook the house. I was like, I think I'm going to have
Nice.
to turn this down. It shook it from the opening credits. Like
Nice.
the opening scene, I was like, whoop, I'm turning this down. You always got to love it when a movie does that.
Absolutely.
Not seen this before. All I'd heard was it's a 12, and basically I shouldn't watch it, and I should just show it to the kids. It's like the kids' Predator movie. It's you know, it's the gateway Predator
Holy
movie for
crap.
kids. Yeah, it's terrible. There's no real humans got harmed in the making of this movie. Don't watch it. Okay, so I watched it. It was brutal right from the outset. It had a fabulous series of different characters. I thought it's Elle Fanning, isn't it? As
It is.
the android droids.
Z z
She was delightful, really note perfect, like antithesis to this, to what is essentially Predator Drax. He's just stomping his way around, being really moody and angry and revenge fueled,
He's a
and
teenager.
yeah, she's on his back, just mocking him the whole time. I loved it. I thought it was absolutely tremendous. I really like what he's done with Prey, Killer of Killers, and now Badlands. I think it's phenomenal that they've taken a series that was so dead for like 30 years. And he's done three movies in like a handful of years that have just turned it around. And now I can't wait for the next one.
Completely different, but that's the thing, they've all gone completely different.
We have,
And
yeah. Yeah.
you know, on the one hand, you get Alien Romulus a couple of years ago that did exactly the same. And yet Trachtenberg comes in and shakes up the Predator format with three films that are just completely about face it. Can't give him I said it, did I say in the review? Give him the keys to every franchise. Let him do Star Wars. And then he can
Yeah,
do Star Trek.
it would be interesting to see how he did other things, because I would say when watching it, I was thinking they could kind of get him to do more Alien Universe stuff, because he seemed to have a very good handle on that element to Badlands, his very cold, calculating Weyland-Yutani setup. I think. think I'm okay with him taking over that as well.
Well, you would be,
So,
but Ridley Scott wouldn't be.
no, you wouldn't let him, would he?
No, but he's got
Boo.
16 other movies to make, so hopefully.
Yeah, but he's only happy when he's got his finger in 17 at the same time. So you're
Yeah,
right.
that's true.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it,
Movies,
Harm.
movies. Yes, I was very, I mean, you told me I'd enjoy it, and I got around to watching it a lot sooner than anything I recommend to you. So
Ooh,
yeah.
meow,
But I'm not showing the kids that. I ain't doing it.
meow.
I'm not doing it because despite people saying this is a 12 like Disneyfied predator, I mean, people use those words, a woke Disneyfied predator. It's really not. It's proper brutal. His limbs lopped off in the opening scene. It's
Nice.
very, very, very
But they're not
brutal.
real limbs, Kaz. They're
Of
not
course
real
they're not. Yeah,
limbs.
yeah. It's, of course,
Oh,
it doesn't. They don't look
fair.
like humanoid creatures who bleed at all, and their loss of limbs makes them cry out loud, really loud, bloody guttural sounds. No, you're right. They're just
Let's be honest, you can
other
say that now,
things.
but you know, both your kids are watching it right now. They've
Yeah,
stuck it on. You wouldn't even know.
they could, you know. They got access to Disney Plus, and they know how to log into the adult version, don't they? Yeah. Movies at the cinema, movies at home. Okay, we've got 10 here as well. We've got Crime 101, which is just a hilarious title for it. But
Yes.
Redux Redux, which was
I
my
like the sound
surprise
of that one.
gem.
Yeah, I like
Yeah,
the sound of that one.
you
I
should.
do.
That was good. Hamnet.
Nah.
Yeah, no one's going to give this a chance, and I can kind of see why. But I do like Hamlet, so obviously I was in for Hamlet. Marty Supreme, ping pong legend Marty Supreme. The Housemaid. I mean, Mark's going to be all over this, surely. Yeah, big grin, big
Yes, I
grin.
am.
Send Help, which you did and was good,
Yes, I
and
like
I
the
was
sound
the
of this as well.
naysayer, and I will get to that. The Wrecking Crew. That's got to be my shout out for the streaming film of the year so far. Bone Temple. I have yet to
Yes.
catch that, but I've heard great things about that. I'm going to put People We May Meet on Vacation on this list because Valentine's Day just went past and people are still ignoring it, but it was pretty good for a rom-com. And I'm going to stick Mercy on this list, which everyone, I mean, it just got destroyed at the cinema. Probably a bad move to release it, particularly release it with that poster. But
Yeah.
yeah, I thought it was really good.
Is
Like
it 90 minutes
Missing,
long?
it is 106 maybe minutes long.
Okay.
It's got
I thought he was
it's got
given
a
90 minutes. I thought it would have
he
been
is,
better if it
but
was
there's a
90
bit.
minutes. Oh, the
He's
bit,
got to
there's a
wake
bit.
up in the
Yeah,
chair
okay,
and
all
all
right.
that
Yeah,
stuff and
it is.
credits.
It's got the vibe of a real time thriller. It's done in those, what did you call them, Mark?
Screen
The
life.
screen lifestyle of searching and missing and things like that. And I think that's where it's been mismarketed. If they'd have marketed it like that, it would have been a really high-tech AI-fueled version that just happened to star big stars. But they didn't. They kind of marketed it with that picture, which I think I'm pretty sure shows them standing with a gun and Rebecca Ferguson in the background. I don't really know where that happens
Well,
in terms of the sit in a wheelchair, not wheelchair, sit in a essentially a your death sentence execution chair with 90 minutes to live, talking to AI Rebecca Ferguson, not a bad way to go, where she's quizzing you on what brought you there and you have to prove your innocence. It's guilt until innocence. It's Minority
nice.
Report light.
I mean, I can kind of understand it because I think probably they were running scared of the last Screen Life film was, of course, that modern classic Ice Cube's War of the Worlds,
Oh God.
which, as you know, they
That
might
was on
want you to have
Amazon too.
it was
Amazon. Does Amazon
exactly.
just
It's
do
cheap, isn't
these
it?
kinds of
Cheap.
movies?
They're just
Cheap, isn't
cheap.
it? Yeah.
That's what
Who
they are. Yeah,
can we
they don't even
phone
have to
up
come into
and
the studio. They just sit in
yeah,
front of their computer and miserable
read off a bit of
swines.
paper. It's pretty much,
Honestly.
yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was really entertaining. Like it's a solid thriller. I
Watch
was
it.
very surprised because almost universally 4 out of 10 style critical reviews, and it's not that. I can see how people would be disappointed, and particularly if they looked at that poster. It's not Chris Pratt running around with explosions behind him shooting guns whilst Rebecca
Yeah.
Ferguson floats in the air. It ain't that. It's just a high concept thriller, and it would have suited streaming, I think.
I mean, I think one of the things, so from some of the films that I've seen, they will and have been a victim of expectations. So I think both Crime 101 and Send Help, as good as they both were, and Send Help was the better film, because of how they're marketed, because of their concept, you go into it with an expectation. You go into Crime 101, oh, it's a sleek LA crime, sprawling crime drama,
Heat.
professional cop. You go in expecting a cross between Heat and Drive. It ain't that. It is
Or
not
heat in
that.
the town, maybe.
But if you go in wanting that and you come out not having got it, you're going to be disappointed. The same with Send Help. Bradley Cooper
Misery.
went into that wanting, wanting a full bore, gory Sam Raimi horror fest. It's not that. But if that's what you want, and again, the trailers played up some of that stuff there. Rachel McAdams, she's covered in blood. She's only covered in blood for that one bloody scene, and yet that's all over the trailers. You think it's this, and I wouldn't be surprised to the point of the Wrecking Crew. Everyone thought the oh, here we go. It's another one of those streaming action bags of crap. Now, luckily, all three of those films weren't what I went in expecting to be, pleasantly so. But just as many people will say, it's not what I wanted, and therefore it's worse than
You're
expectations.
telling me
It's
one
tricky.
thing. You're telling me one thing in all the words you've just spoken. I
Do
am the
you want a
better
number?
man for not watching trailers.
Yes. Well, possibly.
A little bit. I mean, a little bit superior over here. Just a little bit.
See, the word superior is not what I would use.
Okay, I'm lucky.
Yeah,
I'm
fair.
lucky
It's
that I
lucky. Yeah.
didn't it because it,
Yes,
in what you're
exactly.
describing, because I watched The Wrecking Crew and I had a blast. And I felt everything that I felt I wanted from reading your review about this movie. Without
Hooray!
seeing the visuals, because I do a weird thing when I see the trailer and I see all the things happening and I expect those things to happen in the movie, and it spoils the whole movie for me. I hate it. So reading it, I read about the needle drops, and I read about the bro comedy and the bickering and the throwback to other movies from the 80s, and that's what I got. It was just delightful. I really, really enjoyed
That's
it. And
good.
so no trailers for me on that. And
Yes.
I think I can see that happening for the others.
Well, I mean,
They
I was going to say the housemaid. The minute you say Amanda Seyfried, Sydney Sweeney in erotic trash, I mean, I'm sorry. It's no wonder that's made all the money in the world, is it? I don't even need to see a trailer. But again, though, people will have gone in. Is they'll have expected basic instinct for the 21st century.
They
And I
would have
haven't
done,
seen
yes.
it,
It's
but I imagine it's not that.
no. I mean, they should read into the director's filmography to get a vibe for where it goes, but it's not basic instinct.
Oh, that's a shame.
I would say, so Marty Supreme, I'm going to briefly mention Marty Supreme because I like Chalamet, and I think the Safdie brothers are strong voices. I loved Uncut Gems. I did think that Marty Supreme was very good, and it will win him best actor, the best actor Oscar. I think it's a performance of his career. I mean, he runs around at 300 miles an hour for 150 minutes, doesn't stop talking, is horrifically racist, sexist, narcissistic. I mean, he's a horrible, deplorable, sociopathic human being. And he pulls you along for this car crash of a ride. But I couldn't help thinking in this, and possibly even the other Safdie brothers, Smashing Machine. I'm quite tired of these horrible, horrible protagonists. It's just horrible, just utterly horrible protagonists, following them around, making a succession of bad decisions, and caught up watching. And just basically, you know that if you know that at any turn they could just die. And at some point, you've got to be thinking to yourself, would that be such a bad thing? You know, really, would it? I mean, it's a tremendous performance, but these are not pleasant people, not at all.
Oh,
And
well.
I read that he looked into roles like The Hustler, Paul Newman, and Color of Money, Paul Newman, and for reference. I would say there's some humanity and morality to those parts. Otherwise, you wouldn't get behind him.
Well,
This
there's a
is
charm with Paul Newman. He could be the biggest shit in the world, but it's Paul Newman. There's a twinkle in his eye, and there's a, you know,
I'm not sure I
that
fully
gets
buy
him
that.
by.
I agree with you, but there are
The
certain things he
Sting, you
doesn't.
know,
Yeah, but there's certain
horrible
things he just
people.
doesn't do. I know what you mean about being a charming con man. There's a difference between a charming con man and some of the stuff this guy does is just not nice. And
Well, you've sold it to me. I'm
yeah.
never going to see this film.
Oh, it's a tremendous performance, and it's a very visceral, extremely fast movie. Considering it's 150 minutes, it's a whirlwind ride. And crazy things, Abel Ferreira's in it. Abel Ferreira pops up in front of the camera, threatening to hit someone in the stomach with a hammer. I
Not
mean,
great. He
it's
does that behind the camera normally.
exactly. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Mighty Supreme. But what you guys are both sold on, which is hilarious and ironic, is Redux Redux. Yeah.
Yes,
You
I want to
both
see that.
gonna go and watch Redux Redux, and you should,
Yes.
because you know it's one of those movies you come across which you go, oh, do I have to watch this? Do I have to? It's made for like 3p. It looks like they borrowed the, you know, someone's toy gun for half of the scenes and filmed it in a broken down motel. Don't even have the right cameras for this. It's really clever multiverse movie, you know, multiverse on a
Sold.
budget. And yeah, I really enjoyed it, and they cared about the characters there, but I was in it for the ride. That's a
Nice.
good
Good.
one to check
I
out. Right.
will watch that.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
We're
all she
done.
wrote. Okay. That's it for the February 2026 AV Forums podcast. My thanks to Mark and Simon.
No, thank you.
Don't forget to do the usual social media, like and subscribe and so on, and tell everyone about the AV Forums podcast and spread the word far and wide. Plus, if you really like the podcast, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/AV Forums, or just become a patron. Just become a patron. Bite the bullet. We got 4K prizes. Become a patron. I think I've got a stack of prizes coming in.
Got a load of hammer stuff coming in.
Yeah,
Shh, don't tell
yeah.
anyone.
Oh, don't tell anyone. Yeah, you can win a Hammer 4K. It's the month to win a Hammer 4K. Join, become a patron. I'm Kaz Harlow. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon.